What is up, everyone? This is the Twice Over Film Club, and I'm your host, Faraz. Today, we are previewing The Hunt. It's a 2012 film out of Denmark, and the purpose of this preview is to give some background on the film, as well as discuss why it was on our radar to begin with. Of course, we also give our scores. Make sure you check out thetwiceover.com to see how the film tally stacks up with all the other movies we've done for this podcast. If you want to know what we're watching next, make sure you're following us at The Twice Over on any of the social media platforms. All right, for this is myself, Yusuf, and Fahad. Yusuf and Fahad, guys, what's up?
Hey,
what's up?
How are you? How do you say how are you in Danish? It's pretty much that, right?
Is it?
I don't know. It's the one thing I can understand in this movie, because they just said how are you in a weird voice.
Oh, they do that a lot in this movie, and I thought it was just because, you know, a lot of people speak English there as well. Like, they know English, true. I should say. So maybe they, like, incorporate English into, like, their lingo. I don't know if that was actually Danish or not.
Anyways, how are you?
I'm doing all right, man. I'm doing all right.
You're doing all right.
All right, so, guys, we're going to be talking about The Hunt 2012 movie. As Yusuf alluded to, it is a film out of Denmark. And Fahad, you're the one who selected this movie for us to watch.
Yeah.
I will say thank you for selecting it, because I had never even heard of it. And I mean, I'll say right now, I loved it. But how did you know about it, and why did you select it?
I don't know how I heard about it. I think it was nominated for some award back in 2012 or whenever it was released stateside. And that caught my eye. And then I saw it had, Mads Mikkelsen. And so that was an instant draw. Vinterberg as the director, hadn't heard of him before. I give it a shot just based on the trailer. And yeah, I love the movie. The way it's able to infuriate people, right? That's a remarkable quality. What kind of, did it have the same effect on you?
Well, I will say that the nomination, it was nominated for an Academy Award, obviously Best Foreign Language Film that year. It did not win, though. Same thing for Golden Globes. Yusuf, what about you? What did you think overall?
I think I went into it with a very similar mindset. I don't know much about any of the participants in this movie, but I know Mads Mikkelsen. I think it's Mikkelsen.
Let's go with Mikkelsen, yeah.
I'm gonna stick with that. We know him. We know him as a villain almost always. And the place most people will know him from, and the place I know him from, is he plays Le Chiff in Casino Royale, right? So, I mean, one of the probably the most popular contemporary Bond movie, and he's the main villain, right? So we that's where we know him from, but really his, you know, his career is just it's spattered with appearances as villains pretty much across the board. Knowing that he is kind of the lead role in this movie, that caught my interest to begin with, just because, you know, you get to see somebody who you're familiar with do something new. And yeah, I didn't know much else about this movie going in. I did see that it did pretty well at the Cannes Film Festival. And I think I think this is a film festival movie when you look at it. They have one actor you're going to know, and then it's kind of a low-budget kind of quiet, simple film outside of that, but, you know, very carefully concocted. I think it fit the bill for something that, you know, would pique my interest.
Are we gonna talk about how Fahad kind of looks like Mads Mikkelsen?
Do I?
Yeah,
I've never heard that comparison.
You guys have the same eyes. I don't know, if Yusuf, did you think that at all? I legit couldn't not see Fahad in it.
I didn't think it until just now, but now that you've said it, yeah.
All right, guys, let's do the remake of this movie with me as the lead actor.
I don't have any interest in doing that. This is a very uncomfortable subject matter. Can we say that?
I think we can say that.
A listener's heads up here. It has to do with accusations of sexual abuse, right? For me, this was very uncomfortable to watch, but, you know, I think that could turn some people off right off the bat. You know what I mean?
For sure.
But I will say, like, I think they do it pretty artfully, where, you know, they're not using that as some sort of tool just to, you know, create drama or create tension.
Sure.
I mean, they're taking a really introspective look at that situation. So I think it is artfully done, but, you know, just trigger warning, I would say, because of the subject matter itself.
Fair enough. All right, you guys want to rattle off our scores?
Let's do it.
Let's do that.
All right. Narrative, I gave it a 95.
I gave it a 90.
85. Pretty close.
Writing? Yeah. Yep, very close. Writing, I gave it a 75.
I gave it an 80.
70.
All right.
All right.
Acting, I gave it an 85.
I give it a 90.
85.
Themes, I give it 100.
I gave it an 85.
75 for me.
Aesthetics, I gave it a 70.
I gave it an 80.
60.
Okay.
We're all a bit all over the place with the themes, right? Themes,
yeah,
and
with
aesthetics.
The themes and aesthetics, we kind of, it's a large range, right? 60 low, 80 high, 75 low for themes, 100 high for me.
Actually, I'm looking at my themes, by the way. I think I meant to do an 80 because I'm pretty sure that's what I wanted for themes. So I have an 80 for themes. Not huge difference, but that's where I land. So
okay.
All right. Yusuf, you thought it was a good movie. You come out at a 79. Okay. Fahad liked it the most out of us. He came out to an 84, and I came out to an 82. So we're actually relatively close, all within 5 points. Fahad at the top end, Yusuf at the bottom end.
Okay. And, that's something that is just worth thinking about, because I think a lot of my scores, some of my scores are quite lower, but you know, in reality, those are probably in categories that I personally weight lower than you all. And so for that reason, it didn't really impact my overall score as much, even though we may be kind of far apart on certain categories. So that is, that's what the twice over is about, right? So so it's good to see that we all enjoyed this movie. Even if we disagree on things, it's probably on things that maybe I just didn't care for. So great.
Yeah, exactly. We all appreciated different things from the movie, and depending on what we enjoy in a film, we all still like the movie.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks for listening to this production of The Twice Over. If you enjoyed this episode, consider subscribing and sharing it with a friend. Want to see what your tally is? Check out thetwiceover.com. All the movies we've done are listed there, as well as what we're watching for the current week. Follow us at The Twice Over on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, where you can leave us any suggestions, feedback, or comments. And if you're about it, you can also support us on Patreon. The music you hear on this podcast is from Amerigo Gazaway. You can find his work on Bandcamp and Spotify.